Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds. Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasp the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, "Who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?"
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They proclaimed what God has done for us.
They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia.
And of the wonders he had worked. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders occurred among the people. By mutual agreement, they used to meet in Solomon's portico. No one else dared to join them, despite the fact that the people held them in great esteem. Nevertheless, more and more believers, men and women in great numbers, were continually added to the Lord. The people carried the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mattresses, so that when Peter passed by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. Crowds from the towns around Jerusalem would gather too, bringing their sick and those who were troubled by unclean spirits, all whom were cured. The high priest and all his supporters, that is, the party of the Sadducees, filled with jealousy, arrested the apostles and threw them into the public jail. During the night, however, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the jail and led them forth and said, "Go out now and take your place in the temple precincts and preach to the people all about this new life." Accordingly, they went into the temple at dawn and resumed their teaching. When the high priest and his supporters arrived, they convoked the Sanhedrin, the full council of the elders of Israel. They sent word to the jail that the prisoners were to be brought in. But when the temple guard got to the jail, they could not find them and hurried back with the report, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards at their posts outside the gates, but when we opened it, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the high priest did not know what to make of the affair. Someone then came up to them, pointing out, "Look, there, those men you put in jail are standing over there in the temple, teaching the people." At that, the captain went off with the guard and brought them in, but without any show of force, for fear of being stoned by the crowd. When they had led them in, they made them stand before the Sanhedrin. The high priest began the interrogation in this way, "We gave you strict orders not to teach about that name, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us responsible for that man's blood." To this, Peter and the apostles replied, "Better for us to obey God than men. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him." With great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus.
All of them were held in great favor.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke God's word with boldness.
All of them were held in great favor.
From the treatise on the prescription of heretics by Tertullian, priest. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself declared what he was, what he had been, how he was carrying out his Father's will, what obligations he demanded of men. This he did during his earthly life, either publicly to the crowds or privately to his disciples. 12 of these he picked out to be his special companions, appointed to teach the nations. One of them fell from his place. The remaining 11 were commanded by Christ, as he was leaving the earth to return to the Father after his resurrection, to go and teach the nations and to baptize them into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The apostles cast lots and added Matthias to their number, in place of Judas, as the 12th apostle. The authority for this action is to be found in the prophetic Psalm of David. After receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, which had been promised to them, so that they could work miracles and proclaim the truth, they first bore witness to their faith in Jesus Christ and established churches throughout Judea. They then went out into the whole world and proclaimed to the nations the same doctrinal faith. They set up churches in every city. Other churches received from them a living transplant of faith and the seed of doctrine, and through this daily process of transplanting, they became churches. They therefore qualify as apostolic churches by being the offspring of churches that are apostolic. Every family has to be traced back to its origins. That is why we can say that all these great churches constitute that one original church of the apostles, for it is from them that they all come. They are all primitive, all apostolic, because they are all one. They bear witness to this unity by the peace in which they all live, the brotherhood which is their name, the fellowship to which they are pledged.
The principle on which these associations are based is common tradition by which they share the same sacramental bond. The only way in which we can prove what the apostles taught, that is to say, what Christ revealed to them, is through those same churches. They were founded by the apostles themselves, who first preached to them by what is called the living voice, and later by means of letters. The Lord had said clearly in former times, "I have many more things to tell you, but you cannot endure them now." But he went on to say, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into the whole truth." Thus, Christ shows us that the apostles had full knowledge of the truth, for he had promised that they would receive the whole truth through the Spirit of truth. His promise was certainly fulfilled, since the Acts of the Apostles prove that the Holy Spirit came down on them. Some Greeks approached Philip with this request, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus."
Philip went to tell Andrew.
Andrew and Philip then went to inform Jesus.
Alleluia.
In the very place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," they will be called sons of the living God.
Philip went to tell Andrew.
Andrew and Philip then went to inform Jesus. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who gladden us each year with the feast day of the apostles Philip and James, grant us through their prayers a share in the passion and resurrection of your only begotten Son, so that we may merit to behold you for eternity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.